Hello and welcome to the Art of Living radio show with me, Victoria Mary Clark. And today I'm talking to Tina Lakes, who is a spiritual healer. Welcome, Tina.
Thanks very much. Great to be here, Victoria.
Great to have you here. And so you were telling me about this, it's a healing practice that you do, which is a bit like Reiki, but it's not Reiki.
It's called the Rising Star Healing, and it's a higher vibrational healing than Reiki.
Cool.
Now, I do Reiki as well,
mm-hmm.
but since I start doing the Rising Star, everybody wants it. It's much better.
So
much
what higher. Is it? What is it? How does it work?
It balances all your chakras, mm-hmm. right? And it lifts you much higher. It's like you don't actually put your hands on the person, a bit like Reiki, except when you get to your solar plexus. And I use a higher vibrational master, and who's called Master Hilarion. And what we do is we do the symbol of the star. And he helps me do the healing. Basically, he channels it through me, and we do psychic surgery on your solar plexus.
Wow, cool.
Yeah,
does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. I actually just lay my hands very gently on your solar plexus, and a lot of people have said they actually felt you pulling all the dirt, excess, everything that's in there. You know, if you eat your dinner or something and it's not digested properly,
yeah.
you will just feel your stomach gurgling, and everything that you didn't digest will be digested. But not only that, it's like if people are giving you information and you don't take it in properly, this will help you digest all the information that you need to digest for your empowerment.
And we do take in a lot of information, don't we, on a daily basis. We're taking in way too much,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely. Nowadays everything, it's just too fast. It
yeah.
really is. And you remember some things, and there's a lot of things you forget. This is brilliant because it helps you digest the information and retain it.
And does it help with actual physical digestion of food as
it
well?
It does.
Because I get a lot of problems with that.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So you have to try it, because it's absolutely fantastic. And then the only other place I would place my hands would be on your knees,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, a lot of people have creaky knees,
yeah.
and that's just telling you that the stuff that you're not bending on, it's like,
right.
yeah, you're
rigidity, sort of,
yes,
like,
yes, yeah,
too
yeah,
strict
when you
about
get
things
stuck,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, so that's just telling you, just always watch your knees if they're creaking a bit, because it's telling you, you need to bend a bit more,
oh, right,
yeah, in your life.
And how did you learn about all this stuff? How did you get into it? What's your background?
Right. Well, I started doing, years and years ago, I started doing counselling in Maynooth University, and then I moved on to psychology. And then somebody told me to go to a meditation class, and that just kick-started me. It was just so brilliant, the peace and the quiet and connecting. I connected with myself. So it was like, oh my God, there's so much more to me than just going to work every day. It's just brilliant.
You know, a lot of people talk about meditation, and of course, most of us know that we would benefit from meditation, but a lot of people I've spoken to have said that they don't like meditation, or they don't want to do it because they think that it's really hard and they have to try and stop all their thoughts, and they have too many thoughts and they won't be able to stop them all, and it's going to be stressful, and they're actually going to make themselves more anxious or more... you know,
yeah,
stressed.
Yeah. Initially, when I start doing the meditation, I used to get a pain across my lungs and I just couldn't understand it. But it's like that we're actually fighting against being quiet with ourselves.
That's very true.
We don't want to face
we're
ourselves.
We're very busy. Very,
yeah,
very busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just feel that a lot of us have a lot of problems and background problems and whatever, and when we're quiet, they come to the fore.
Mm.
And we're just afraid to face them. So that's where the meditation comes in, and people are scared because they don't want to face their problems head on.
Right. And
yeah.
is there any tips for that? Any way to get around that?
You know, I feel if you go to a group,
mm-hmm.
we can talk. You can talk about, I have a class on Monday evening and we do meditation.
Where's your class?
It's up in Talla,
uh-huh.
Dublin 24.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had people come there and they said, listen, I'm doing my shopping list. while I'm meditating.
I know, but people do everything. They think about what's for dinner. They think about what, you know, what'll I do when this is over. You know, that's what people experience in meditation, isn't it?
Yeah. But what I always say to them is, right, if you're finding it hard, just close your eyes for a few minutes. And if you're doing the shopping, open your eyes again. Then take a deep breath. Go back in again.
Mm.
And you can open your eyes and go back in as many times as you want until you get it right. It takes a long time to get it right for meditation. It does. If my brain is on overload, sometimes I can't do it either.
Yeah.
So it is.
And what kind of people are coming to you for these classes?
Well, I have people from all walks of life. I've met them. I work in a shop. I've met them in the shop just by chatting to them. I have one guy coming to me who's a physiotherapist and has his own clinic in Dublin. And he's brilliant at the physical stuff, but he wanted to connect spiritually.
Yeah.
So by coming to the class now, he has gotten really, really spiritual and he does more meditation. And now he's passing this on to his clients as well as fixing them up physically. So it's all about the balance of physical, mental, spiritual and emotional. It's all about getting the balance right.
And do you think most people are not getting the balance right at the moment?
Oh my God. I never had the balance right until I started doing this work. I did a whole year, when I found a meditation, I did a whole year of Reiki, Seikin, bioenergy, dream analysis, psychotherapy, did everything in that year. And by the end of it, I actually connected with myself and found the balance. And then I kept going and going and going.
And what does that mean for you in your daily life? I mean, do you wake up in the morning and straight away meditate, or what do you do?
No, I don't actually. I wake up in the morning, of course, I'm like everybody else. I have to get ready for work. But I'm doing a course at the moment called The Artist Way.
Mm-hmm.
And although I teach in my class on Monday night and do my healings, I still go to workshops because I want to keep learning more and more and bringing it back to people. But I'm doing a thing at the moment called The Morning Pages.
Oh, I tried The Morning Pages. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
The Morning Pages.
So I set my alarm for 6:30 every morning and I write whatever is in my head.
So the minute you wake up?
The minute I wake up, I have my page and pen on the bed and I start writing whatever's in my head. So what happens there is, whatever's in your head, you empty it all onto the page. So you're starting a day with a clear head.
Yeah. So even if you've had a horrible dream.
Yes, write it down.
Write it down.
Or a good dream, write it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what else do you do on a daily basis? Like, what's your practice?
Oh, to keep myself grounded. That is just a minute. I do so many different things. But my morning pages would be the first because it empties my head. And while I'm getting ready for work, I have my healing room, of course. So I go in there every morning and I talk to my angels and my spirit guides. And what I do is I send healing to every single person that I meet today.
Wow.
So I send that out before I even step out the hall door so that I know that it will all come back to me and I'll have a great day.
That's amazing.
I do.
And when you talk to your angels, do you hear them talking to you or do you see them or what goes on?
I actually do. I listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And but what I always say, what you put out there, you get back. It's even like if somebody lets my car out in the traffic, I instantly say to my angels, send that person love, light and healing today. So I'm always sending it out there. And you know yourself, what you put out there, you get back. So I always, always have a good day.
That's
great. It is. It's brilliant.
And do you think that's possible for everyone? If they all tuned into this and became aware of it and started thinking this way, do you think that is actually possible?
Do you know what I found even about myself years ago before I start doing all this work? We all have fear in our lives. And it's fear of letting go what we know every single day of our lives. It's just the fear.
Mm.
And fear creates a block.
Yeah.
And if you just visualize that block standing in front of you and you're trying to get around it, if you take that fear away, sure, the path is clear.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's practice.
But do you think it's fear that causes people to kind of be mean to each other, like, you know, and to be dismissive or like just not kind, yeah. not
Do you know
gentle,
what it is,
not...
Victoria? Everybody is on the defensive.
And I suppose everyone's in a hurry.
Everybody's in a hurry and nobody has any time for anybody.
No.
I have a day off work on Thursdays and I look after elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for 26 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I...
Since you were a child.
Oh, will you stop? Thanks for the compliment. But you know something? The patience that you show to the elderly people, I just wish everybody would do that. Just put a bit of it into their day. And seriously, you will get it back. Because these people... so appreciate me, they mm-hmm. so appreciate what I'm doing for them, and I just find, but this is me, this is part of my day, like, you know, it just comes natural to you then mm-hmm. after you just practice it and keep doing it every day.
And when, like, if somebody is mean to you, like if somebody, you know, is rude to you in your car or in the street or in a shop, what do you like, do you kind of stop and like talk to an angel or something?
You just have to remember every single person is coming from somewhere. I mean, I had lots of issues in my life years ago and I was really, really angry.
What
all
were you
the
angry
time.
About?
I was angry at the time. I didn't know what I was angry at, but from doing the work on myself, I realized I wanted to be listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was listening to my problems or what was wrong with me. And I was shouting all the time. I was always shouting at people, always angry. So when I did all the work, I realized, I went, oh my God, I just wanted somebody to listen to me.
Yeah.
And with doing my healings and people coming to me for one-to-ones, the common denominator I find is that everybody just wants to be listened to.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just all about us all taking time to listen to somebody instead of being angry back at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Just take time out and don't take it personal. That's, I think, the key word is don't take it personal.
And what's it like for you in your life as a healer? Do you find, is there any, like, do you take on people's problems, is what I suppose what I'm getting at. Do you take on their energy or their
no I am brilliant at detaching, like,
that's probably a very, very important skill.
Absolutely, because when people come to you for healing or a chat, a lot of people cry when they come for healings. So you can't sit there and cry with somebody. You have to be able to just sit there and listen to them and let them speak and let them be themselves. So I'm actually good at detaching, but it took me a long time to learn how to do that. But as well as being compassionate and, you know, looking after them.
And how did you learn to not, like, you don't have your mood isn't affected by them being sad or upset? You're not going to go around for the rest of the day being sad?
Oh, no, no. Well, what I do is...
Because that's actually a problem that most people seem to have,
yeah.
is that, you know, if their friends or their family are unhappy, they're unhappy.
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree with you. I used to do it years ago, but in fairness, I do use my angels.
Mm-hmm.
So I use Michael Archangel to cut the cords from that person, and I let them go with love and light, so I can just stand up and just get on with my day.
Right.
Which is brilliant. But I will continue sending them healing every single morning when I'm in my healing room.
And do you think that using something like that, asking Archangel Michael to cut the cords, is that something that everyone can do, even if they don't really know if they believe in angels or if they might not have any, you know, experience of angels? Is that possible for everyone?
Yeah. Like, there is a lot of people think angels are a religious thing,
yes.
and they think it's a cult and
yes.
whatever. But it's only what you perceive it to be. You know, if you think positive on something, you know it's going to work for you. If you think negative, it definitely isn't going to work.
Right.
So I would use Michael Archangel with a shield and a sword to cut the cords, and I always let everything go with love and light.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody can do it. You just have to just believe that it can happen, and it does. It's all about trust. Just trust. And I usually say, let go, let God. So that's my thing anyway.
Well, we're going to take a short musical break and we'll come back and talk more about your healing work.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Sit down across the street. Oh! Dancing feet. Oh, because of me.
three, four.
Welcome back to The Art of Living, and I'm here today with Tina Lakes, who's a spiritual healer. Hi, Tina, again.
Hi.
And so we're talking about your spiritual practice, and this thing that you're doing, it's called Star
Healing. The Rising Star.
Rising Star.
Yeah.
So where did that come from, and how does it work? And if I was to come along for a session, what could you do for me?
Right.
And what would I have to do? Would I be lying there naked? Would I be lying there with clothes on? What would be happening?
Right. It comes from my Reiki master, who I did my years work with. He manifested it at a workshop in America.
Mm-hmm.
He's called Eric O'Neill, and he's absolutely a brilliant spiritual healer. And I've learned most of my work from Derek, who is absolutely brilliant. He is. He's from Dublin.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And he has a lovely healing place down in Wexford.
Mm-hmm.
I've been down there. It's brilliant. But he was the one who manifested it, and he uses one of the Ascended Masters, Master Hilarion, to help do the healing. And it comes in three parts. And when you get your first healing, you wait 21 days to get the second part, because it works on all your energy points, your seven chakras. It balances your chakras, and it gets rid of any issues that you have in your life or anything you're holding on to. You might come with a bad back, mm-hmm. but it might work on something. Maybe you have emotional problems, mm-hmm. so work on your heart mm-hmm. chakra, which needs it. So it works on your overall well-being. No, you don't take off any clothes except maybe your shoes. Just to be comfortable. So you just lie on the plinth, and nearly everybody, the minute they lie in the plinth, falls asleep.
Right.
Because it is just so relaxing. Even my room, if you walk into my healing room, it's just full of angels and full of energy, healing energy. It's just great to even sit there for 5 minutes. It is brilliant.
And what happens then? So they lie on the plinth and you start work.
You lie on the plinth. So I call in Master Hilarion to help me do the healing.
Mm-hmm.
And we start at the crown chakra first, and we work right down the chakras. We start at the crown, and then we balance that in your third eye, then to your throat chakra, then your heart chakra, your solar plexus, which is your empowerment, which is the most important chakra,
mm-hmm.
then your sacral chakra, and then last of all your base chakra, mm-hmm. which is your get up and go, which is your motivation. So we'll balance all those chakras and work on them for you.
And does the client need to be doing anything, or can they just lie there and let you do all the work?
In fairness, they just lie there, because I have never once had a client that moved through the errors healing. Never once. They just go into this brilliant state of peace and calm. Now, a lot of clients would say afterwards, they felt, you know, when I work on their solar plexus, they felt like hands moving there and the energy being shifted through their body. You know, they'd say to me, I thought you were down at my feet, but you were actually up at my head. So a lot of things go on. They see colours. They might feel spirits around them or angels. It is just so relaxing.
And what do they usually come for? Do they usually have a physical problem, or do they have an emotional problem? What's the...
Everybody's different, mm-hmm. Victoria. They all come for different reasons. A lot of people like that, their chakras would be out of balance.
And would they know it themselves?
Well, they wouldn't really. They would probably... If somebody came to my class every week, they would know.
Mm.
But if it was just somebody I just met, they would probably say, there's something wrong with me, I don't feel right, but I don't actually know what it is.
Yeah.
Which is what we all say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can diagnose, you can...
Well, what I do is when I'm doing the healing, I actually connect with Master Hilarion, my angels, and I usually pick up what's going on with them emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, all our illness come from our emotional state or from the problems that are going on in our lives or past lives.
Right.
Mm.
And what kind of success have you had? Like, what sort of
results? My God, 100% success. Everybody who comes for a Rising Star healing absolutely loves it and can't wait to come back in 21 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm,
and
is.
So what do you charge for that?
It's 50 euros.
That's very, very reasonable.
It is really reasonable. Very reasonable. If yeah. Derek heard that, he'd have my life because they...
Probably would.
Yeah. They recommend we charge a lot more money for it.
Yeah.
But sure, look, hard times, people come... You know yourself. It's
mm-hmm.
it's really not about the money, Victoria. It's about somebody coming to you for help and for you just looking after them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, as I said, everybody just needs to be loved. They need somebody to listen to them. And it life is so fast now that nobody wants to listen to your problems.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what it's all about. Giving people some of your time.
And is this something that you really, really enjoy doing? Is it your? Do you think it's your calling in life?
Oh my God, I so love doing it. I love every healing is different, and every person I meet is different. And at the end of the session, they always give you a hug, and everybody just looks so happy when they're leaving the room. And that's my payoff, just to see people so happy. And of course, everybody recommends somebody and somebody else comes up and on it goes. It's brilliant.
And you work from where you live?
I do. I work from home. That's
mm-hmm.
where I do
mm-hmm.
my healings. And I love it because like that, I'm comfortable in my surroundings and everybody else is comfortable when they come there as well.
And if somebody wants to come to your meditation group, can they also do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Monday evenings and... It's on all year round, unless I'm on holidays. And like that, you can come 1 week, you can come in 6 weeks, you can come once a month, or you can come every week.
Right.
And the elderly ladies that I look after, I do the healings for them. But because they are not able to come to my house, I usually just throw the plint into the car and away I go down to their houses and I do it down there as well.
And you would travel if people wanted
to? Oh, God,
to
yeah.
Book you?
Absolutely,
oh, okay.
I would. Yeah, it's only a matter of putting the plint into the car and a few CDs, you know, that's it. I mean, I'm channeling the healing. I can bring it anywhere with me, which is brilliant. It's great. You could sit in the chair and get this healing done. It is fantastic.
Right, mm. brilliant. So how do they contact you and how do they find out? Do you have a website?
I don't actually, I just have Facebook myself and I put blogs on every morning,
mm-hmm.
well-being blogs. But I have a phone number if anybody wants to ring me.
Mm-hmm.
It's 087-2213-017.
So that's 087-2213-017. And so they can contact you and they can, and if they want to have the healings, they've got to have three.
Yeah. It's recommended you have three.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in three different parts and it's 21 days in between as well. Like the first time you come, you actually don't know what's going to happen, even though I'll explain to you, but you have to be there to know how brilliant it is. And the second time, it's like we just take out anything that you need to get rid of. You know, a lot of people will come, they'll say, I have a disease or whatever. And if you break that up, it's like, it's not a disease as per se physical. It's emotional. It's you're at a dis-ease with something in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just break it up, it's you're at a dis-ease with something in your life. A lot of people come with depression.
Mm-hmm.
So as you know, it's they've got emotional problems and they're just pressing them down with the cigarettes or the drink or whatever.
Mm.
So when you've got depression, it's really all about talking about how you're feeling and what's going on for you emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that, as I said, you can go to the doctor and wherever, you can go to all these places, and a lot of people don't listen to you. They prescribe the medication instead of listening to you. That doesn't mean that you don't actually need medication, because you know a lot of people do, to help you get over the hump. But I do feel if somebody just sits there and listens to you, it'll help you a lot. And then the healing as well will, it'll balance you emotionally as well as everything else. It's a great help, it really is.
Well, it obviously must be working for you, because you seem very happy.
Yeah, well, I love doing it. And the funny thing is, I've never gotten a Rising Star healing myself. I know.
How did you manage that?
I know. I need to look up my friends who did the course with me and get one myself. But it's all about the balance. It's all about you being balanced. And I think it's, as I said, what you put out there, you get back.
Yeah.
So I'm helping people, so I'm just getting it back. Like, it's just brilliant.
That's fantastic. Well, you're a real inspiration, and it's been fantastic talking to you. And I'm looking forward to trying out your healing.
Oh, you'll have to come for one. Definitely come for one. Yeah.
And I'll be back on The Art of Living with another amazing person the same time next week. So come back, tune in, and find out more.